continue to walk through the Acts of the Apostles, and I find the Acts of the Apostles in general to be inspiring and informing us on who we are to be, not solely as Christians individually, but who we are to be as a church, as a parish. And this is particularly the case with this reading here in chapter 11 of the Acts of the Apostles. We have the scenario or the situation where the church has scattered somewhat after the stoning of Stephen, the martyrdom of Stephen, and the persecution is probably picked up here, and we hear that the different parts of the area, Christians have gone out, and they dwell here in Antioch. And as the gospel is proclaimed in Antioch, we hear that great numbers of people believed. We hear that large numbers of people came to believe. And then it says that they heard of what was going on up in Antioch. They heard of the Christian community being converted. And I'm just struck by the reality of the fact that when we look at the early church, we had the gospel being proclaimed, people's hearts, individuals' hearts being pierced, and individuals responding, making a response to the gospel. And from that, from individuals' hearts being pierced and individuals making a response to the gospel with their lives, you have an entire aura that is created in a community. And this is seen here as Barnabas, word gets around about Antioch and the pierced hearts, the converted hearts up there, and it gets down to Jerusalem. And so they send Barnabas up to Antioch. And I just love this line. When Barnabas arrived, he saw the grace of God in the community. And just reflecting on this morning of like what he saw a community that just lived differently. He saw pierced hearts. He saw unity. He saw a group, a cohort of people striving together for holiness. And then I look at, you know, just look at that now in regards to parishes, churches. There's so many of us in our parishes that have unconvicted hearts, unpierced hearts. I don't say that as a point of condemnation on individuals necessarily at parishes. It's just the reality of what it is. You look at just registrants at a parish. I think it is here at Our Lady of Mercy, 13,000, you know, people on the books, 25% of which come to Mass regularly on Sunday. We can even look at those of the 3,000 people that come on Sunday, of how many of us have convicted and pierced hearts that have made a personal decision and response to the good news of the gospel. And a lot of that blame falls on us, actually. It's the church who for so long now have made it easy just to fall into a consumerist approach with regards to church, of just coming and receiving the sacraments, coming and getting baptism for our children, our first communion, or even coming to get married, and it's just in and out. I got what I wanted, or I got what my parents wanted, and now that's that. And see, but that is not at all how the church in Acts of the Apostles is laid out. And it's so inspiring. It's because it's so much of what it's meant to be. Paul saw the church as a little world, not a world that is an alternative to the wider world, but a world that's a prototype of what is yet to come. So it's not an escape, but it's a community that's living in such a way that points to what is still to come. And then when we see that, if you've got a cohort of people that are striving for holiness, a cohort of people for unity, Paul sees the church as being a beacon and a light to a world that is in darkness. Are our parishes a beacon? Like seriously, is Our Lady of Mercy a beacon and a light to the city of Aurora? To Naperville, to Oswego? Do we act too much like the world? I think, generally speaking, parishes act too much like the world. Whereas, again, the early church, the communities that have formed, the cohorts, they are different than the world. They're attractive to the world. They convict hearts. So tragically, our parishes just are too much like the world. And the prayer here is, as we read through the Acts of the Apostles, and especially this reading here in chapter 11, as Barnabas arrives from Jerusalem to Antioch, and he just steps in, and he just sees the grace of God in the community by the way they act, of what their minds and their hearts must have been set upon. And this last line here in this passage, so Barnabas goes ahead and he gets Saul and brings him to Antioch. And for a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. So again, like, what a parish is meant to be is this, of this time of, as Paul and Saul spent a whole year there, what was going on there? They were implementing, as Paul talks about elsewhere in Romans, a renewal of the mind. Are our parishes facilitating a renewal of the mind of those that are here? Are we contributing to a renewal of the mind, not only for ourselves, but for our brothers and sisters in Christ that come here? So let us be inspired as we read this passage, as we come back to church, whenever that is, especially when we come back to church, even if it's smaller numbers at first, to be this small cohort and to be inspired to live in such a way that it's a beacon and it's a light for a world that's in darkness, so that when the city of Naperville, when the city of Aurora sees Our Lady of Mercy, they can be convincingly attracted by our way of life, and so point them to the living and true God.